Now we come to the first striking statement, and it's the longest one. It goes through the remainder of the chapter from verse 6 through verse 16. And what you have here is just a miniature of the great destruction that is coming in the last days. And he'll come back to that when we get to the fourth chapter. But here it's local. Assyria destroyed Samaria. At one time, a lovely city. At one time, a city with great influence and culture. A city that had great promise. But it's over there today in dust and ashes. Now listen to him as he speaks. Therefore, I will make Samaria like a heap of the field. And frankly, that's what it is today. I saw a little vineyard put there by an Arab right down through the ruins of one section of Samaria. And there are other places there where they have an orchard. You can find different kinds of trees that have been planted there. I'll make Samaria like a heap of the field and like plantings of a vineyard, and I will pour down its stones into the valley. And friends, I stood up at the Acropolis, the very highest place in Samaria, in the ruins there, and I looked down a steep embankment, and you know what's down there? All kinds of pillars and all kinds of stones that have formerly been hewn out and have been in buildings. But there they are, been rolled down. I can't think of anything more literal than this. How else could it be? And I will pour down its stones into the valley, and I will uncover the foundations of it. And the very interesting thing is, I have pictures of the foundations that go back to Ahab and Jezebel. I have pictures of the foundations that the Romans put there. And everything is in ruins. God says it just won't prosper, that's all. And he made it very clear, I'm going to uncover the foundations. I got the pictures, friends. God uncovered them. And they're right over there for you to take a good look at today. There was a tremendous city there, but it's gone out of business.